Yeah, let them have what is going to happen.
So, I will do a practice for the seven limbs. Obedience to my guru and protector, Manjushri, who holds his heart as crucial text, symbolic of his seeing all things as they are, whose understanding his signs falls as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their self, use dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma, arouses us from the stupor of our delusions, frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful soul the wisdom heals down suffering wherever it sprouts of it, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body, born in 112 marks of a Buddha, has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all pure one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing one, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and texts to explain them. Om Arapatsanadu.
덕진이 가르쳐다 소소 남균에 다 균도 다 소소 가와 상보디 가와 상보이 뭐지 상보이 뭐 무시한 거야 돼 계시 무시하게 하래.
Sometimes it's important to remember how extremely fortunate we all are. Hello.
It's full bed.
So it's important to reflect constantly, to reflect and to remember how we all are very fortunate. And we all have to reflect constantly how we are very fortunate. Yeah. Just take the example of coming to class. Yeah. Despite a full day of work, you know, you come to class with a virtuous motivation. You come to class seeking the Dharma. Okay, so because of this aspiration and virtuous motivation, just by coming to class, you collect merit. And when we come to the center, there are many representations of the Buddha's exalted body, speech, and mind on many holy objects. So just by coming to the center and just seeing these holy objects, then we create merit. Yeah, and you know, and before class, we always recite those prayers, praising the Buddha. And then bringing to mind, and while we're reciting these praises, and we bring to mind Buddha, and these activities and these prayers collect merit. And we also do the practice of the seven branch of worship. Yeah. So by doing this practice, we collect merit again. So we should remember all these benefits and the merit that we collect every time we come to class, and we should rejoice in these merit.
Oh, today that on the Yumbo, the Zindala Yumba Zamki, Anishita, Sonam, Bottom of Sai, Dipa Bottom of Taishi, the Zinda Yum Zamki, Rava, tindegi ani sona paudu meba saya tang, dikwa paudu meba taya si yungtu besi.
So just coming to class alone, you know, you're able to collect so much merit and purify our minds of our obscurations and negativities.
And when we come to class,
we hear the teachings of the Buddha, the teachings which shows the path to enlightenment. You know? And when we hear these teachings, then we get a clear idea as to what we have to give up, what we have to abandon, and what we have to cultivate. Yeah? And through hearing the teachings, then we leave a very strong imprint in our mental continuum.
Oh, tinde yomashi. Ta tanda ane chi jundu ane chi kaswara kulung sambo ko hai. Ta tanda kesi mo chakyo re chue ni shi chai di kulung sambo shi kukyo re. No, ta di kesi mo chakyo re. Cha tanda tanda yin ta shung tu sam chi chai. Ta lam rim la tu sam chi chai. Ta tanda yin lam rim la kang sung be lam gi. Ta jo sha. Nedi, ane rang ki tokche. Ane rang ki chi tawashin tobe tengne, ane chi sambo sambo tongne, ane chi samshin shingi, mishibi mumbo se. A tindegi tobe, ane chi sanje ki tenba, jik dendu yurindu zintube. A tindegi gomba sheche, ane chi ta chula, tunyer cheche, ane kashin toshin nyingwe, a tindegi ba.
So we should continue to study, to hear the teachings with a good motivation, a virtuous motivation. So and we need to remember this constantly. Yeah. So having a good motivation for hearing the teachings and for explaining the teachings is extremely important. Yeah. And the subject matter here is basically the numbering or the stages of the path to enlightenment, you know. So by studying the Lam Rim, then there will come a day when we will, and by studying and then by actualizing the Lam Rim, by gaining the realizations of the path, you know, then with this understanding and the realizations, then we can share our knowledge and our experience with other sentient beings, and in doing so, we remove the darkness of their ignorance, and closing their minds, and through doing so, then we will be able to cause the teachings of the Buddha to be upheld in this world. So we have to remember all this, and then remember this, and then to generate this motivation for continuing your studies, your learning.
Oh, tinder sha, tadine kazon karre. Oh, kazon tishu la tere, ta kazon. Kazon az gomse di shuje. Ta tanda in kazon zo zo ta gom kya kwa ta tanda gomse di. Ta rangi ani chik tanda semje mikpa la. Yangnyan kumbal cheshi, takkabdi kumbsedi, yangnyan kumbal seher, kumji tanda, takkabdi suyedi katsina, ta rangi simji yangnyan kumche, ta gesimgi ngor tangtubeshi, rangi simdan gesimni ngor detubashi sotube, ta zoti imare.
So we have looked at the meaning of meditation, yeah. So, and the purpose of meditation, isn't it, yeah. So meditation means repeatedly focusing our minds upon a virtuous object of meditation. And by doing so, then we transform the entity of our minds into that of virtue. Yeah. So the meditation, what meditation seeks to do is to mix and transform our mind into a virtuous state. Yeah. So meditation is repeatedly focusing our minds on this on a virtuous object of motivation, and in doing so, then the mind is able to abide in a virtuous state. Yeah. So this is something that we have to try to do all the time, you know, to make the mind remain in this in a virtuous state. You know. And if we are able to cause our minds to remain to abide in a virtuous state, when the mind is in a virtuous state, you know, then we will not engage in negative actions. Yeah. So if you have a question pertaining to what we have covered so far on this topic of meditation, that you can bring it up right now. Yeah. Okay, so what we've covered so far is about sustaining meditation in general. Then how do we sustain meditation specifically in this context? Yeah. So here in the context of this the topic of guru devotion. Yeah. So on page 32 of the text, so it says here now we should reflect. We should think about the benefits of relying and the faults of not relying on the virtuous friend.
So
when training our minds, when meditating on the topic of guru devotion, at the beginning we have to reflect on the benefits of relying on the teacher. Yeah. So there are different benefits such as quickly achieving enlightenment. Yeah. So at this point in time you can also bring to mind all the benefits that you have experienced so far. By relying on your teacher. Yeah. So bring all this to mind, reflect on them.
Okay,
So it's it's best actually to relate this meditation to one's own experience. So we should think about all those specific benefits that you have received by relying on your teacher. Yeah. So you can compare the state of your mind and your conduct before you met the teachings, before you started relying on the teacher, and compare it to the state of your mind and your conduct after you have relied on your teacher. So you should think about bring to mind your own experiences in relation to relying on the teacher. Yeah. So before meeting the teacher, our conduct was basically, thoughts and conduct was basically non-virtuous, and those actions would lead us to suffering and to the lower realms. Yeah. But after having met the teacher, then we come to know about virtue and non-virtue, and then we come to be able to abandon the non-virtue, and you're able to transform the mind into virtue as much as possible. Yeah. So did this happen to you? So you have to reflect. Yeah. You have to look into your own mind, your own experience. Yeah. So these benefits is something you have to see for yourself. Yeah. So by relying on the teacher, in each and every single day, we become a step closer to enlightenment. Yeah. If we have not relied on the teacher, then in fact, actually, we each and every single day we become more distant, further away from enlightenment. Yeah. So is that the case for you? Is this true? And have you experienced this? So this is something that you have to think for yourself.
Yeah.
So by reflecting on the benefits of relying on the teacher and the faults of not relying on the teacher, and then relating it to your own experience, and then what we need at the end of the process is to have some feeling in the heart. So here we are looking in this context, we are looking at the meditation on guru devotion. Yeah. So next, the text speaks of training in faith.
Yeah. 랑게 강도반 삼대 샘테베 남아진게 대바마제부터 고모 오세시도.
So then you repeatedly resolve never to allow your mind to get lost in conceiving faults in the Guru. And you think of qualities like ethical discipline and meditative stabilization that you yourself have perceived in him, and cultivating the faith that is a mind having the aspect of faith until it arises. So here in this context of training the mind in the general cultivating faith in the Guru, we have to try as much as possible to stop the conception of faults in the Guru. Yeah. And by relying on the attitude of restraint, then as much as possible, one stops all conceptions of faults in the teacher.
Oh, then this is. Nema, ane si ta jiwe xingyi la, ta yunde kande si tonggu yu ne, ta tongda, ta tsurim ki la ba, tengen zingi la ba, shirab ki la ba, yunde kande si tonggu yu ne, ta yinjim jisung go ma re, ta jiwe yunde. Orawa, ane si ta kande si tonggu yu ne, ta sobe yunde. Kande si tonggu yu ne, tinde si ane si yila che si. Ane si ta gom go ya, orawa, yunde tinde si tong si, ane si yang na gom go ya, yunde tinde si, orawa.
And we need to meditate repeatedly on the good qualities that the guru, that the teacher possesses, such as ethical discipline, concentration, wisdom, and so forth. Yeah, I mean, it's not just restricted just to these few qualities. One can think of all the other good qualities, such as the good having and the good heart, and so forth. Yeah. So we have to bring all these good qualities to mind and then meditate on them. This important thing is to and bring to mind whatever good qualities that you have realized in the Guru, that you see, that you notice in the teacher, and then bring those qualities to mind, and then repeatedly reflect and meditate on them, such that you develop faith. Next is cultivating a respect for the teacher, and the respect arises by remembering his kindness. So then you should, in accordance with the quotations cited in the sutras above, so you should remember, consider these instances of beneficial kindness that you receive from the teacher and are still receiving, and then sincerely cultivate respect from your heart until it arises. It is through the kindness of the Guru, the soul, that we are able to engage in a little bit of virtue, and it's only through the kindness of the Guru that we are able to accumulate some merit, and it is only through the kindness of the Guru that we are able to take the very first step towards the state of liberation.
다 돈다 간다 다 소소디 미지 소소 삼노 땅에 바로 소소 냠용 삼노 땅나 아니 지 팀부 삼노 교아 용한 신 바래 로바 다지 아따리 다게 쇼나 시래 뭐나 쇼나 신래 다 소소 미지 디 딱도 디바 사딩이지 아니 지 타고 진부 다 다게 신이 내 체베 긴기 아니 틸레 도체 아니 로게 쇼라 줴토바디 아니 뭐니 시우지까지 진부 샤이지로
Again, if you relate this to your own life experience, then we will be able to see this clearly. So before meeting before relying on the teacher, we were not able to engage in virtue. But after relying on the teacher, then through the kindness of the teacher, then we are able to engage in some virtue, collect some merit, and then be able to make some positive change, you know, to be able to make that first step towards liberation on the path. Yeah. And all this has happened due to the kindness of the Guru. Yeah. So if you think about this, and you can understand how extremely kind the teacher is.
Yeah.
So if we relate this, if we look at your own life experience, we can see that, you know, whatever small change and positive change for the better, whatever positive small little positive changes and qualities are all due to having met and relied on the teacher, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. No, not anyone else, isn't it? Although there are numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, isn't it, out there? But who is the person in our life, you know, that is practically, you know, on a practical level, you know, and to enable us, you know, to even achieve this small little change for the better? It is the Guru, isn't it? So this becomes obvious if we think about it. Yeah, yeah. If the kindness of the teacher becomes obvious if we think about it, if we relate it to our own life experience. Yeah, and it is mentioned in the teachings, isn't it? Yeah, that the teacher is kinder than all the Buddhas. You know, so you have to understand why. You see, you have to see for yourself. The reason why that statement is made, is it?
Rwa, ta rwa, ta pana sanje thangle de bas yor de ne rang ge thong mo su chi ne di su de du sna ge yi xin de che ge du wa rwa cha zang ta sang ge tham je le den ge yi xin ge jin cha wa se ni bu ji de de shi le
so although there are numberless buddhas yeah, but the person who is actually, you know, helping us and guiding us on the path is the virtuous friend, is the teacher, isn't it? Yeah. And that is why, you know, the teacher, the guru, is more kind, so much more kind than all the numberless Buddhas.
Oh, tinde shirsha, ta tinde shine, ta sumba, ta tirsha, ta tungi moshi, che ta mandu kazan jowa, moshi, ta sumba juk, juk rishita chawa, ta tanda yinta juk lirwa, ta karsina,
So remember the earlier at the beginning of this section, you know, that the meditation session, before we engage in the meditation session, we have to engage in the the preparatory practices, yeah. So like this, like the preliminary to the meditation session. So they are the six preparatory practices. And then as for the actual meditation session, then we have to sustain the relevant meditations, yeah. Sustain the relevant meditations and during the actual meditation session, isn't it? And in the context of and if you are sustaining the meditation on the topic of guru devotion, then you have to do what we have just covered there, isn't it? Meditating on the benefits, or relying on the force, or not relying, and then cultivating faith and respect and so forth. Okay, and then so that is the specific context. Yeah, in this case. And then at the end of the meditation session, and then what do you do? So at the conclusion of the session, so he says by means of the prayer of good behavior, actually it's the prayer of, although literally is that in Tibetan, but what it means is not good behavior. It means the prayer of Samantabhadra, or the king of prayers. Yeah. So by means of the king of prayers and the aspiration in 70 verses, there's this prayer. Then you should then dedicate the merit that you have accumulated with a very strong aspiration, and you dedicate the merit to fulfill all your temporary and ultimate goals. So next, the text talks briefly about the time for meditation. So it says we should meditate in four sessions, yeah. Dawn, then in the morning, in the afternoon, and nightfall. Means after sunset. Yeah. So yeah, after sunset. If one is serious about this, then we should meditate in four sessions. So the first one in Tibetan is called Torang, which actually, I mean, it says dawn, but it means literally, what it really means is pre-dawn. The Torang refers to the time where, let's say, it's about three, four o'clock in the morning. That's 3-4 o'clock, that's called Torang, or pre-dawn, okay? Then morning would be morning, 5-6 o'clock, I guess. Yeah, so morning, so I guess it refers to the time where
consciousness.
karcha nawa nawa jo.
So yeah, so morning refers to the time where you start to see the sky. I mean literally it starts, you know, there's some bright, it starts, there's some light there. Then it says in the afternoon, Chidro, what it means is literally after midday. But in terms of the actual time, it is about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the last one is Sid, which is nightfall. Yeah. So, of course, nightfall means after the sun has set. So at least 7 or so, around 7, 8 o'clock
in the night.
So basically, two sessions before 12 noon and two sessions after 12 noon. So next, how should you conduct your meditation session at the beginning, as a beginner? Yeah. So moreover, if your sessions are long in the beginning, it is easy to fall under the power of laxity and excitement, as it is difficult to correct this state of mind once you have gotten used to it. So you should have many short sessions. So if you break off, if you end your session while you still have the interest or the desire to meditate, then you will really want to engage in meditation in the subsequent session. Yeah. So otherwise, they say that you will be overcome by nausea at the sight of your cushion.
Oh, to see that. That twin she and it tomorrow that twin time to la, and it's it. And it twin to the tongue she done by. Rava, twin mongs she. Rava, and it's it. Twin mongs she, and to the tongue she, what did it say? And it's a boy or a
singer. So, it says that we should have short sessions, not long sessions, at the beginning, and to have short sessions but many. So if from the beginning, if we start to meditate for a very long time, if we keep a very long session, then it makes us susceptible, very easily fall under the the influence of our laxity and excitement. Yeah. And we keep, you know, falling under the control, the power of this excitement and laxity. And once it becomes a habit, and in the future, even if you want to correct that bad habit, it becomes very difficult. Yeah. So therefore, right from the beginning, you should have short sessions.
Yeah.
So maybe just to give you a brief idea of what laxity is. Yeah. So you have an object of meditation, isn't it? So you bring the object of meditation to mind, and in the case of laxity, you have the object in mind. Your mind is able to abide on the chosen object of meditation, but the object does not appear clearly. So there is the factor of stability, but there's no factor of clarity. So, and that is what is that is laxity. Okay. Okay, so laxity, actually laxity is divided into two. There is coarse laxity and subtle laxity, okay? So what I've just described is coarse laxity. When there's coarse laxity in the mind, there is the factor of stability. Yeah, so the object abides, and you're able to keep, you know, your attention on the object of observation or object of meditation, but the factor of clarity is not strong, not there. Yeah? Okay, that is coarse laxity. Then with meditation, then there come a time where you also have the factor of clarity. So you have both the factor of abiding, stability, and the factor of clarity. But your mind does not hold on to the object of meditation strongly. You know? So the mind strength of apprehending the object may not be strong. Okay, so that happens when there is subtle laxity in the mind. Yeah? An ideal meditation would possess both the factors of stability and the factor of clarity. Okay, and what are the two primary hindrances to achieving these two factors? Basically, laxity and excitement.
Yeah. Okay, so ta kwa bi kek chi ki ya re sa ja yung wa la ta chi me kek chi wa ti ne ba re
so laxity interferes hinders with the development of clarity. Okay, excitement hinders with the development of stability.
What in the shot that you done that the quarter that Jama Makita Shila Costa to the Shin and Tibical Jeruma in Gorvata and the Tavastas got sick to the Shuma the Koba Sestir.
So we will look there will be a more extensive discussion on laxity and excitement when we come to the topic of meditative serenity or calm abiding later on in the text. Yeah. So this is just to give you some idea of what laxity and excitement is.
Yeah. Then sim yule ne deba kanshi la ta sa ja mya bai na ta chi me on du dra de shi wa ti chi rob su ji xian wa de ani sim yeng che ta pen na ta cha ge ong ge sim yeng de bai na ta tin de cha bai na ta ko ko beng sim ko be ong du song de cha bi wa de wa tin de ti ti ni ong du song bai na ani gong pe ta bu xi mai wa wa ta ti tin de nian na ti wa
so For now, for our purposes here, you just have to keep this in mind, okay? So, when there is laxity in the mind, the factor of clarity is not really there, okay? Although there is the factor of stability, but the factor of clarity is not really there. And when the mind is, when there is excitement, and which basically excitement happens mainly due to attachment. And due to attachment, when the mind is distracted to some other object, that's a clear sign that the mind is under the influence of excitement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And excitement hinders the development of the factor of stability. So in short, in an ideal meditation must have these two factors, yeah, the factors of stability, the mind abiding in the object of meditation. And it must also have the factor of clarity.
What in the shot that tinema or to some that on that tinea nichita got two and two cause tongue mawa and two tongues at tama in the tongue set that yapo is chabina teneta ring of time is sugar that tinema.
So we should start with short sessions, but many short sessions. After you have achieved some stability in that, and then we can lengthen the session.
What in the shop? That nema, energy swung out to the shop. And it jung said then to song and now, two songs. And it did Tamjel Lion, Hajang Tam Tapatan, so the June, Nidan Tower Chatting, Dinning, Jake Munshin, Hajang, Tuba Dams, Chimmo, so sure, Juro says.
When your meditation has stabilized somewhat, then you should lengthen the sessions, sustaining them all free from the faults of being excessively strict or tense, or excessively loose or relaxed. And by in this way, you will have a few obstacles. You will have few obstacles and. You will overcome problems such as over-tiredness or over-exhaustion and laxity and lethargy.
어 독된데 싫으샤 따던다 아 진짜래샤 어떠신이 떤다 따디니 튠디 따디니 야부잖아 따 갈래갈래 튠링도 담고해 대승고해 대 튠링도 담배 까마야 아니지 따 저거서 받아 타보마이 담보시아보마이 바도보마이 바 렘바지 땅제 어떤데 송도나 아니 편도용해 어디 송해래
So yeah, so when your meditation is become somewhat stable, then you can lengthen the session, but still you have to ensure that the session is not is free from the force of being too uptight or overly relaxed and loose. Yeah, okay.
What in the shot? Tinema, that turns up the shower. He saw Tuxin, that in a tungi samla, and Chido Shaha, Satisha.
So, next is what to do in between sessions.
That Tangbo Miba, Chi Bogdaman, Chir Shadan Kova, the Kadazo Tomas, your son, Tinjum, the Penista.
So in general, there are many practices and there are many practices enhancing the object of meditation, I guess. Yeah. And the practices including prostration, circumambulation, and recitation. Yeah. However, the main thing to do is this. Yeah. So after having made effort during the actual session, the actual session, not so much the essence of the session, but it means during the actual session. Yeah. So after having made effort during the session, then if during the intervals, or just as you are about to finish off the session, if you just end the session, carelessly. In that sense, without relying on mindfulness and introspection or vigilance. If you do not rely on mindfulness and vigilance with respect to the object of meditation and its subjective aspects, then the outcome will be very small, it says. So, therefore, you should also be concerned with, you should look at the teachings that reveal the meaning of your object of meditation in between sessions, and then you recall it again and again. And by various means, you should accumulate the collection of conditions favorable to the arising of positive good qualities, and by various means you purify the adverse conditions which are the obscurations. So your your determination with respect to the discipline that you have adopted, basically on the discipline or the vows, I guess it says, with respect to the vows that you have taken, which is the basis of everything. So this determination should be reaffirmed a lot.
Mm. chinshe ta tonda ngar ki mingnam di thungi nyakala mingnaya posichon thungi chamla mingnam di ta petkoran jechukwa ina la yang thunla tutuka na to pendo yungu yu ma la yang thun tanduka na pendo yu yunga chidu thungi nyakala mingnam kangtun yagi tetunbe sungrabla yang nyang tu tache yang chinshe tenkwa ya ta di kichimbole sungu yu.
So here they are talking about the kind of the activities that we should engage in during, in between meditation sessions, isn't it? Yeah. So whatever you're meditating on during the session, you know, you have an object of meditation. During the time in between the sessions, you should read, you know, read and consult the text, you know, that will help in your sustaining that chosen object of meditation. Yeah, you should basically read text, you know, that reveals the meaning, that clarifies, that shows, you know, that talks about basically what you're meditating on. Yeah. So if you do so, then as you re-enter the meditation session, what you do, you know, during the time in between sessions will help your next meditation session. Otherwise, you know, you may be meditating on something during the meditation session, and then during the time in between the sessions, you completely forget about what you have meditated on, and that will not help you when you re-enter when you enter the next session.
Yeah. Okay. Tā rāngi mīngnāṁ śyāyāna āni jī kārē gōmēdī bītāvū tūyāshī rāvā tūnsāṁ kī āni tūyāna tā tōkṣēshī mūtuvā rāvā jūchēshī rāvā tīchabāyāna tā kāng gōmēdī bītāvū tūyāshī tūyāshī rāvā.
So this is extremely important, yeah. So because if you do this, if you read the text and consult the text that talks about the object of meditation that you are sustaining in that practice, then, you know, as you re-enter the session, you will benefit you. So in this way, then what you do during the in between, what you do during the time in between sessions, becomes it helps, you know, in your main practice.
Yeah.
During the time in between the sessions, we can also engage in the practices of accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations. Okay, so during the time in between sessions, it becomes very important as well to keep, you know, properly whatever vows that one has taken. Yeah.
O tinde shirsha ta tinde ma ta shila ki kyu sishtu ta shila ki kyu nis ta. O ta tinde ma ta tso ta chikdam tinde suni ta lakpa du pena ta shina ta lakdung dhubi shimba ina ta gomja shimba ina tila ta dhije ta tu sungu yore ta shina ta lakdung ta dhela tu kya yi chidu ani yuso shila lakwa ya shi sungu ta tinde ma.
So these are the practices to be done in general during the time in between the sessions. Yeah. Then the next section talks about the different preconditions, you know, that are helpful to achieving calm abiding and special insight. Yeah. So if you are really a serious practitioner, and if you are, and in particular if you want to achieve meditate and to achieve calm abiding and special insight, then one has to train, one has to gather these four conditions. So of the four preconditions, yeah, the first is it says controlling the sense doors. Yeah, controlling has the meaning is there, but I think restraining is better. You restrain your sensory faculties. Yeah.
어떻게니? 딱 가르쳐나? 따뜻한다. 빼나 옹보고 덤고야지. 가르쳐나? 조조 안녕한조 빼나. 빼나 가서래. 남시 끼니 누가라? 간대시끼 가르쳐나? 다 유해당 옹보. 체바라 떼네. 따뜻한다. 대숨나 떼네. 따뜻한다. 유 옹보. 네. 유해당 옹보 체바라 떼네. 남시 끼인 거야. 그러봐.
So, in the before a sensory consciousness is produced, before any sensory consciousness is generated, there must be a meeting. There must be a contact must happen between the. And the sense object and the respective sensory faculty. So yeah, so when the object and the sense sensory faculty meet, then the respective sensory consciousness is generated. Okay, so when the sensory faculties come in contact with an attractive object. Yeah, then attachment arises. When the sensory faculties come in contact with an unattractive object, unpleasant object, then hostility arises.
어떻게니? 제단 다 당보 다 가르쳐나 다 유유도 모아당 다 된다 다 된다 마치 답시 치고야 다 온보고 송아라 다 내 당보에 남지 당당이 당보니 유유도 모아 다 마치라 답시 치지.
So for beginners, the point is to try to avoid the objects even in the first place. Whether it's attractive or unattractive sensory objects. Yeah. But for whatever reasons, if there is a meeting of the sensory faculties with the sensory objects, whether it's attractive or unattractive, which leads to the generation of attachment hostility, then when that happens, then we just have to try as much as possible to stop, you know, to stop the arising of these afflictions. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when due to the meeting of the sensory objects with the sensory faculties, then if anger or attachment arises, then by looking at, by remembering their faults, yeah, the faults of hostility and the faults of attachment, then we should apply the antidote, yeah, immediately, yeah, to try to overcome the affliction.
Yeah.
So
알고 다 차단이 로 찍기도 미도 양 시신기 다 시신 된체 다 랑이 루 이가 숨마 양내 양도 시신기 안에 닦고 해 어디 숨고요.
So as much as possible we have to stop the arising of the afflictions in particular the because hostility anger and attachment, yeah. And then also we have to be vigilant all the time, you know, vigilant and to check to see what our body, speech and mind is up to, yeah.
어떻게 변하다 루트베 내가 아니 마음에 내가 다던다 이 얘기 삼놓고에 내가라 아니 그 차와 차와든 차와만 가려도 다 시신이 삼아 땅제 아니 지다 지다와 신 아니 때라 쪼고에 어떻게 숨어야
So yeah, we have to maintain a vigilance. Just whenever carrying out physical activities such as moving. When speaking or when thinking about stuff, yeah. So always to apply vigilance, yeah.
Oh, today sunga, that today ma sunga sege chori pas, that onda. That sunga di sege chori pas, that onda.
Okay, next is appropriate diet, yeah.
Oh, tukshini, that onda, ani je karsana, that. 세야 따뜻한다 인식이 처리고 있어도 세 하장 용타고 많이 봐 하장 망타고 많이 봐 어떤다 어떤데지 롱쪽 위아래 알아봐 따세 하장 망타나 양양 뒤 대비 진기 아니 제시도 객체 하장 망타나 양양지 아니 지 대학강에 체대시 양지 그래서는 칭화당 목발레대 알아봐 어떤데기 양지 이겨와라
So we have to know to eat the right amount of food, yeah, not too much or not too little, yeah. So if whether you eat too little or you eat too much, then it interferes with the practice of virtue. Yeah. So if you eat too little, then it means you become weak. Yeah. When you eat too much. And then it will increase the lethargy. The body becomes mind, body and mind becomes heavy.
Oh, today, Sungguh, today, ma, ane cerita. Tatunda, today, ma, otuk sini rembaji sakwa. Today, ma, tatunda se longce be kabla yang tan nyimoce mayimbe. Oh, today, sambe tane longce kwe. 그러고 다 가시 변화 가시기 이명 삼고에 그러고 변화 세기 이명 삼고에 시를 작업자는 지기야만 저는 세기 이명 등도 삼고야래 다가 나시 아니 집밥 남기 아니 제가 편배 삼로 통해 아니 즉시 롱조가에 어떤 수고야래
So it's important to eat not out of affliction. Not yeah. So since it's a fault to eat out of attachment, then we have to. So it says to remember the faults of food. Yeah, the faults of food. Then it also says that we should eat with the intention to benefit the person who is providing the food. Yeah.
어떡하나신 아니 지 따던다 세 롱초베 갑라 섬로 다인데 디 숨고야래 따가나신 세 롱초베 갑라 아니 지 세 롱초발 때네 따던다 랑교기 따 랑게 룰라이 심보남 따다 아니 지 추기도 상승이 뜨거지 마음번에 추기도 버치긴 어떤데기 섬로 땅세 소 롱초고야 어디 숨고야래
So we advise to think about these things when eating. So we can also think that when we are eating, that we are actually making charity and giving these the food to the microorganisms living in our body. Okay, And through making this connection, yeah, to gathering them, to giving them this food now, so in the future, maybe be able to gather them by giving them teachings.
Yeah.
We are also advised to think that whenever we eat, you know, that we should think that we are eating so that we can work and accomplish the welfare of all living beings. So there is a quotation from Navarjuna's friendly letter. So anyway, I'll just read an alternative translation here. With an understanding that food is like medicine, eat it without hostility or attachment, not for haughtiness, might, or robustness, which may be a nice way of saying it's not for putting on weight, I guess. But only to maintain your body. So in essence, when we eat, we should eat with the thought of benefiting all living beings, benefiting others. And when we eat, we should not be motivated by afflictions like anger and attachment. So when we eat, so because we need to sustain, maintain this body, so that we can continue our practice. So this is what we can think when we eating. I'm doing this so that I can continue in my practice. Not skipping. Without skipping. Just how young it is. It says here, exerting oneself in the yoga without sleeping, isn't it? Yeah. How is that possible, right? So yoga without sleeping, yes, it's literally is that, okay? Literally in English, literally minel, not yoga, not sleeping, but you think about it, okay? I say, and what to do when lying down to sleep? So there is a quotation here from the friendly letter where it says, "Sensible one, great being, after all today's sessions, as well as and I'll just read from alternative translation, okay? Oh, reasonable one, after cultivating virtue all day, and in the first and last periods of the night as well, sleep between these periods with mindfulness, not wasting even the time of sleep." So the time where we should be striving in the virtue refers to what are the times of the daytime, so which means one should not sleep in the day, during the day, and we should also be striving in virtue during the first and the last periods of the night, which means we should only sleep during the intermediate period of the night, on the middling period. So next is it says the behavior of sleep. I'm not exactly sure what is the behavior of sleep, but anyway, I think the way you sleep. Anyway, now the point is that we have to sleep, but to make it meaningful, it's about time, you know. It's the middling period of time. So as for the way to sleep, I guess, maybe. So as sleep occurs between the sessions. So it's something to do in between the sessions. So it should not be wasted. It should not go to waste. It should make it meaningful. So in this regard, how should you sleep? What kind of posture, basically? So during the middle portion of the night, then you sleep on your right side, and you place your left leg on top of your right, and it says you sleep by a lion. So I guess it's something that we have to basically experiment for ourselves. So he said that if we sleep in this lion posture, not that I've seen any lion sleeping in this posture, but anyway. You sleep, it says that if you sleep like this, what happens is your sleep will not be very, will not be thick. Your sleep will be quite light.
Oh, tinde shita chaba yung mendo. Ta tunda yin tinde. Oh, toksi ni tinde mas. Ta chamba ni si nimba kung des kas. Chamba ni nimba kang ko mas she she tewe chaba la. Chamba ni do masu yung kung des chende tama chaba os. Ta tinde mas kare sumba de kare na. Diba? Chamba ni nimba kang ko mas she she tewe la chaba. Chamba ni do masu yung kung des Jesu tama tama.
So here next is relying on mindfulness. So before it's time to sleep, we spend the time cultivating virtue, training the mind and keeping the mind in the nature of an entity of virtue. So just as we are about to fall asleep, if we can sustain the kind of mindfulness on virtue. If you are able to fall asleep within that kind of mindfulness, then your entire sleep becomes virtuous. So if we fall asleep with a virtuous state of mind, while the mind is in virtuous state, then the entire sleep becomes the entire sleep becomes virtuous. If we fall asleep with a non-virtuous state of mind, then the entire sleep becomes non-virtuous. So therefore, we have to strive to ensure that we sleep with a virtuous frame of mind. So next is relying on vigilance. So while we cultivate mindfulness, in the process, if any of the afflictions arise, then we have to catch the arising of the afflictions. And then we should then abandon it. Next it says the discrimination of getting up. you should translate it as the idea of getting up again. So you should so before you go to sleep, you know, you should project this very strong intention, thinking that, oh, when I wake up, I will wake up immediately, you know, or wake up at such and such a time. So if we, you know, project this kind of intention to wake up, you know, at a certain time, that the kind of projecting a kind of intention leaves an imprint somehow in your mind, such that when it's time to wake up, you know, you actually do wake up, you know. So it makes a difference, you know.
What in the shot that on that tarin that do teaching by the carsina that Kazasu Shubana Shire that Twinky Nakabla and she pena Twinky that Twin Mushi Tang the Nakabla, Minam Kongway, Jeshimushae, what is Sunguade, Dining Gom Kandish Jaguare Sina, that Twin Kandish Tangosina, Chitan Twin Shitanguish, and let Tanguina that Twin Yunyum, but Twin.
To summarize what we've covered today, so during the actual meditation session, it is important to sustain correctly the object of meditation. It's important to sustain the meditation correctly. And with regards to the number of sessions that we should have at the beginning, in general, although there are four, we should meditate, we should enter into four meditation sessions a day. But as a beginner, it is better to have short sessions, but many of these short sessions. Okay. Then during the intervals between the meditation sessions, we should engage in those activities, you know, that will benefit us when we re-enter the meditation session. So in particular, during the time in between the sessions, we should read and consult those texts that deal specifically with our chosen object of meditation, or the chosen meditation topic, and read those teachings. During the intervals between the meditation session, when we have to eat, then we have to eat with a proper motivation. We can think that we are going to eat in order to sustain this body so that we can continue our practice. And it is important to eat without the afflictions of anger and attachment. And when it's time to sleep, so sleep occurs during the intervals between the meditation sessions. And it is important to sleep with a virtuous to fall asleep within the virtuous state of mind. So it is said that if we fall asleep within a virtuous state of mind, then the entire sleep becomes virtuous. So the next section pertains to the need to engage in both analytical and stabilizing meditations. So this will be covered in the next session. So, do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Lethargy is sleepiness. So in the Lamrim Chenmo, in the end notes, the five obscurations are listed as excitement and regret, malice, lethargy, and sleepiness, longing for desires, and doubt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't know exactly. Jibanga said,
yeah.
Something Jibanga said. Sugar house, right?
No.
Sugar house. Sugar the lap and
It's in the end note here. The Lamrim Chenmo. End note number 171.
Like a lion. So how does a lion
sleep? With one eye open?
They sleep on their side, isn't it? So they lay on their right side. Not very glamour. Yeah, so the lion would have to put its left leg on its right leg. So the Buddha showed the aspect of the deed of passing away into the sorrowless estate while lying in that position, isn't it? Yeah. So you there are some, you know, statues where you can see the Buddha in that aspect, isn't it? So you sleep, basically you sleep like that. And then also, I mean, when we go to sleep, there's also the practice of recollecting the Buddha, yeah? Remembering, then as you fall asleep. Where, what, who?
Okay.
Serious?
It's 9:03.
The first question was, what should be the length of a short session? It's up to the individual. I guess it shouldn't be more than an hour, I guess. That's very long, really, right? Perhaps for 40 minutes? It's up to you, yeah?
So 토랑나 냠네 칭이지는 주스마 랑제 튼 냠네 칭이지는 다 주스고바는 얘기로 왔다 또 나.
If you are someone who wishes to start your practice during the pre-dawn period, which is about 3 o'clock, like His Holiness here. If you have to wake up, if you want to be such a person who has, you want to start your practice at 3, then you have to sleep by 9. Lah. Well, if you're going to wake up at 5, then you probably sleep after 10. So yeah, if you are someone who wakes up at 5 o'clock to do your practice, then you have to sleep at 10.
Yeah.
So if you're going to wake up at 5, and then five in the morning, then of course if you go to sleep by 10, I guess you should be able to get sufficient rest. Yeah.
다 뒤에 진들이셔 다 뒤에 좋은 개발침부 중에 알이셔 꼭 가르쳐놔 다 소소 마검난 진들에 곰바이나 꼭 새는 변은 이해 보시고 봤어요 예수야 보시 태바이나 쇼가 랑제 냠네 진도가나 다 수역이 샘단 면다 왔시 다 돈은 마도 샘디 당부당 삼로 땅바이나 전부 쏟아가나 진들에 개발침부 용하시래
So I guess when one is accustomed to this kind of routine, if you are able to do the practice, of course, with sufficient rest at night, if you are able to do the practice in the morning, because of the difference of the time, and the mind tends to be clearer in the morning, and your memory works better as we're able to remember things.
Yeah. This is my own experience. Yeah, when you wake up morning, because whole day you do so many things, your mind is already tired. Then go back home, you want to meditate, your mind is not fresh. Your mind is already tired. You know, whatever you do, practice, look like you're doing something, but nothing much there. But when you sleep, rest, wake up in morning. But before that, I think you need to do some exercise a little bit. Otherwise, you are in deep sleep there. Yeah. So after that, you do a little bit, wash, do some exercise. Then you meditate. Whatever you want to remember, I think that much better. Memory is much better. You know, so like that. So even I memorize some text. If I go back to room and I try to remember what I memorized, it's extremely difficult. I don't remember, but tomorrow morning, same thing, if I try to remember, it's easy to remind me. So that's the difference. You know, normally many people say, oh, I'm not morning person, I'm the night person. But for me, very difficult to understand. Because whole day your mind is too tired, there are no rest. You want to do something, practice in the night, how could be that? You know? When your whole night proper rest, good rest, morning is the best. You know? Your mind is totally rest and focus in the practice. But many of them say, I cannot do morning, I'm nighttime, either, but I don't know, nighttime, why you are? So I don't know. So maybe different mind, I don't know. So I think that's different. You know, you check, you know. Same thing, you try to remember night time, you don't remember. But you think tomorrow morning, same topic that bring more posture,
in our brain. Yeah. So that means you practice morning, so that bring more posture, no? Better meditation. Yes. Oh yeah, that's nice. Oh yeah, we stop here, huh? Our time is running now. Oh, yeah.